The class is taught by Advanced Fleet Management Tube. Learn about our training, consulting, and electrification services in fleet management. Introduction. The class develops the problems and maintenance of the start-stop system of the vehicles to avoid breakdowns. Problems and maintenance of the start-stop system. The start-stop system has become popular as a solution to improve fuel efficiency in modern vehicles. It automatically shuts off the engine when the car is stopped and restarts the engine when the car restarts. While this technology offers significant benefits in terms of fuel economy and emissions reduction, it also presents several technical challenges that can impact overall vehicle performance and the driving experience. Common start-stop system issues. Among others, the start-stop system can have the following problems. Battery wear. Vehicles with start-stop systems require deep cycle batteries that can withstand frequent charge and discharge cycles. These batteries, which are more complex and expensive, can suffer premature wear due to the constant demand of the system. Additional load on the starter motor. The starter motor in start-stop vehicles is designed to operate much more frequently than in traditional vehicles. This can lead to accelerated wear and increase the likelihood of premature failure. HVAC management, heating, ventilation, air conditioning. When the engine is off, the HVAC system must maintain the internal temperature using alternative methods, which can be less effective and cause discomfort to vehicle occupants. Impact on vehicle sensors. Vehicles with this system rely heavily on sensors to monitor and control various functions. Failure of these sensors can lead to errors in the start-stop system and affect other vehicle functions. Engine oil management. The constant switching off and on of the engine places high demands on the engine oil, which must provide immediate protection at each startup, which can shorten the life of the oil and require more frequent changes. Transmission problems. The system can impact the transmission, especially if the engine is stopped while the vehicle is still moving, reducing transmission pressure and potentially causing long-term damage. Risks with the cooling system. To prevent overheating during periods when the engine is off, some vehicles are equipped with auxiliary water pumps. However, any failure in this system can compromise engine cooling efficiency. Recommended maintenance for start-stop systems. While the start-stop system offers obvious benefits in terms of efficiency and environmental sustainability, it also requires careful consideration in terms of maintenance and drivability. Understanding and addressing potential problems associated with this system is key to maximizing its service life and ensuring an optimal driving experience. Battery check. It is essential to regularly check the health of the battery and replace it when necessary to ensure the system is functioning properly. Starter motor inspection. Given heavy use, the starter motor should be checked periodically for signs of wear or damage. HVAC maintenance. Keeping the HVAC system in good condition is important, especially since it must operate efficiently even when the engine is off. Check sensors. It is important to keep the sensors properly calibrated and working correctly, given their importance in the overall operation of the system. Regular oil changes. Changing the oil more frequently may be necessary to ensure that the engine is adequately protected each time it is restarted. Tips for a good use of your batteries. Cars with start-stop automatic engine start and stop system use special batteries, so it is essential to know some of its curiosities and tips for its proper operation. The batteries of the cars equipped with start-stop system are special. Reason why it is necessary to know a series of previous premises so that this device that allows to save something of fuel works correctly. The battery supplies energy to the whole car. In addition to supplying energy to the start-stop system itself, the battery also supplies energy to the rest of the vehicle's systems, such as the ignition, radio, navigator, etc. When the start-stop system is running, all other onboard devices that use electrical power continue to operate, so not just any type of battery will do. Can cars with start-stop have the same battery as cars without start-stop? The answer is no. The first ones use special batteries with more capacity and much more powerful. Battery suitable for each type of car. To be able to choose the suitable battery for the car, it is necessary to know if the car has or not the start-stop system. To consult the manual of the vehicle, or to pay attention to the official recommendations of the manufacturer of the automobile are always good advices to follow. What if the battery is discharged? For all that we have told you previously, a vehicle with start-stop uses a specific battery, and if this one is discharged, it is not advisable to connect with the clamps to the battery of another vehicle that does not have start-stop. Thank you for your time. The class has developed the problems and maintenance of the start-stop system of the vehicles to avoid breakdowns. See you soon.